Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Canada Blue talking with Dan McNally, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's team, coming off a split over the weekend, losing to Colorado State Pueblo in double overtime and then defeating the University of Mary 2-1. But Dan, even beyond the wins and losses, I know that it was a frustrating weekend for you and the players because we talked after the games. And really, I mean, there's no other way to put it. I know it was not the performance you were hoping for.
No, not at all. Last weekend was a very strange weekend from us. Normally, we play with a lot of passion and spirit and intensity, and for whatever reason, it wasn't there last weekend. And we're going to work hard this week on making sure that when we play Seattle Pacific on Saturday, we'll be back to our best.
You know, obviously, there's always issues when a team doesn't play well, and you sometimes wonder, is a, you know, from obviously this team very technically strong, the skills are certainly there. For lack of a better way of putting it, is it just a matter right now that for whatever reason the passion was missing?
Yeah, I have a feeling, and I may be wrong on this, but classy started for us last Wednesday, and it's a big change to everyone's schedule where they're expected to go to class, do well, study. Their kind of organization of their own day is a lot different, and I think that really affected us on Thursday. I don't like making excuses at all, but I really feel that with classes starting and their lives changing a little bit, it affected us on Thursday at 5 o'clock. And they've all got the schedules now. They're all well into their classes, so I think we'll be okay on Saturday.
Yeah, the one thing that surprised me a little bit with this team is the fact that you gave up goals fairly early in the game, and that seems to be really unusual for you all. I don't remember a whole lot of matches where I've seen in the past where you gave up those goals early. And, you know, we've talked about it. Obviously, you're talking about a 90-minute game, but those first few minutes really do set the tone, don't they?
Yeah, it's important that you score the first goal. It's vital in soccer to get that first goal because we can change our tactics if we're winning, especially in the second half. Last weekend and really throughout this season at times, we haven't been able to do certain things because we've been chasing the game, which luckily on Sunday we were able to do, and we got back and we won that game. But yeah, Saturday against Seattle Pacific, the first goal will be very important.
You take a look at the preseason. Obviously, there have been more positives than negatives. You know, this last weekend was really the only time that I think you can probably look at and say, ah, geez, you know, we just kind of maybe let this one get away from us. But obviously, heading into GNAC play, even kind of regardless of what happened this past weekend, are you generally pleased with the way things shaped up in the over the preseason and the things you worked on?
Oh, definitely. The first part of the season is over now for us. 4-2 is a very acceptable record considering we've played some good teams. And we've got a winning record, we're doing well, but now we've got to raise the level of play because the conference games are very difficult. All 8 games in the conference will be tough. The road games are very difficult, and we've got to make sure we win our home games.
I want to talk about that. Obviously, very important weekend coming up as we get set to take on what I consider really one of your chief rivals in Seattle Pacific. We'll be talking about that during the second part of the Coach's Show with Dan McNally.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with 5 Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Dan McNally, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's soccer team. Well, it's here, the GNAC season. You start off with the game Saturday against Seattle Pacific, and then you get a break from conference play the next day against Jamestown. But obviously, that first one is the one. Even if that were the second one, I think you'd probably, it's probably good that it's first instead of Jamestown, because I'm sure everybody's been thinking about this game. In fact, I was talking to Sam Charles, and he just plain admitted it. He says when you look at the schedule at the start of the year, he said that was the first one that really caught his eye. Not that it's just a GNAC game, but frankly, Seattle Pacific, this is a nice rivalry for you.
It is, because they've got the history. I think they've won 5 national championships. And I remember when I got to MSUB four or five seasons ago now, people in the soccer community really used to talk about Seattle Pacific as the best D2 program they'd ever kind of seen, and it's been great. Our record against Seattle Pacific's been so good, and we've won so many games against them. So for us, it's a really big game, and all our guys get really up for it. But it's conference; every conference game is big. But for whatever reason, Seattle Pacific's a little bit special.
Yeah, and you've been a thorn in their side. You just alluded to the fact. Talk about that a little bit. And obviously every year is different. I realize that, but nonetheless, trends certainly from year to year sometimes hold true. Do you just up to this point kind of create some matchup problems for Seattle Pacific for whatever reason?
Well, I think they've had a turnover in coaches after the 2007 season. So they went through a few changes, and we maybe caught them at good times to play them. But we've generally played really well against them, and maybe I think in the past they've had difficulty containing Sam and our attack in general. But this game's a new game, and they're doing really well this year, and it'll be a very, very, very difficult game. But it should be a really good, entertaining game as well.
You know, I always think about that, and you and I have talked about the fact that you really expect the boys to be at the top level every single game. But, you know, while we're all human, and there are certain games that just tend to bring out the best in us, and I can't help but think that when you get to these GNAC games, that the intensity level gets ratcheted up a bit.
Oh, it does, definitely. But we're an experienced team, and I don't think there's sometimes a problem where you can get so up for the game, you kind of get yourself a little nervous and you come out a little flat. But I think for us, we'll be just right this year, because we have so many of our starters have played lots of GNAC games, and they've played Seattle Pacific before. So I think if we do a good job in coaching and preparing the team, we'll be just right on Friday.
I think you bring up an interesting point, because I've seen this happen before. You know, teams get so jazzed up for a game. You'd see it in football every now and people are banging their helmets against the American football, banging their helmets against the lockers. Then all of a sudden they get out there and something goes wrong early in the game. And when you all of a sudden are so high and something, you know, you have to face some adversity, sometimes you just crash. Sometimes it sort of helps to kind of find that balance, if you will, that sort of even keel, doesn't it?
Definitely, and that's what we're going to be aiming for. We'll naturally be up for the game. If my players can't be excited to play Seattle Pacific in the GNAC, then we've got problems, and I know they'll be ready for the game. But we just got to make sure we're just right for the game. And like I said, we haven't a really experienced team. We don't have many freshmen playing major minutes for us, so the guys know what's expected, and we've just got to work hard this week so we're ready to go.
You know what they're doing. You know, they're sitting there right now if they're practicing, and there's somebody that's playing Sam Charles. I mean, I'm sure they have to face that every single time. But you have shown the ability this year to get some points apart from Sam, although he's having another typically great year. Obviously, this is one of those things, and I suspect when you get to this, you've really got no room for error. You can't just have 80% of your team, I suspect, playing well. I suspect this is one of those where you just have to have everybody pretty much at the top of their game.
Yeah, and that was the problem last weekend. We had half the team didn't really perform very well. Against Seattle Pacific, every player will have to play at a high level. It's as simple as that, because they're a very good team. But, you know, that's the thing with our team, is we have got excellent players in attack who can cause problems. And if Seattle Pacific just focus on Sam Charles, then there are going to be problems in other areas for them, because we have got some other great players as well. So it's just going to be a great game. I think it'll be very enjoyable.
Dan McNally, head coach for the Montana State Billings men's soccer team. We'll come back with the third part of the Coach's Show, talk more about the big game with Seattle Pacific. That's coming up next.
Who hot?
What's hot?
Who hot?
Who hot?
That's right. Who hot, the exciting Mongolian grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian grill?
Who hot Mongolian grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Who hot Mongolian grill, King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Dan McNally, head coach for the Montana State Billings men's soccer team, getting set to take on Seattle Pacific at 3 o'clock Saturday here at the COT. And, boy, I hope we get a great crowd, because that would certainly be helpful to the Jackets. And then, of course, at 4 o'clock on Sunday, they'll be playing Jamestown in a non-conference affair. Kind of give us a preview of this game. What sort of game do you expect? Just on the outside looking in, of course, it seems like every time I open my mouth, I'm wrong about something like this. But I wouldn't expect a lot of goals in this game, frankly. I think it's going to be a pretty tight contest throughout.
Yeah, I'd imagine it'll be a tight game. One goal will probably decide it. But sometimes soccer, you never know. It all depends on how the teams play on the day. But if you know, I really feel this will be a tight game between two very good teams. We're both in the top 10 in the region. And it's going to be a highly competitive game, not many chances, and it's just going to come down to which team either doesn't make a mistake or which team can finish their chances.
I suspect Seattle Pacific, when I've seen them in the past, a very physical team too, and certainly your team is comfortable with that type of play.
Yeah, it could be a very physical game. I think we both teams have got some very strong athletic players, and it's going to be competitive out there, definitely.
What do you see as some of the real keys for you? And getting beyond kind of the emotional aspect of last weekend, let's talk about some of those technical things that you saw last weekend that you're kind of trying to shore up this week.
Well, there's certain things defensively that we've got to start doing better. You mentioned conceding early goals. We've got to stop doing that. But also some positional things that we're going to focus on this week, so we'll be ready for the game. And then in attack, just keeping creating the rhythm of our play in attack. You know, I think overall this year we're scoring goals, we're creating chances, but it's just fine tuning a few things, and we're going to work hard, and I think we'll be ready.
Yeah, we've talked about that. You know, the fact that I don't even know what a percentage of goals, a shot on goals to goals is, but certainly the more opportunities you get there, the better. And there were times the other day, last weekend, where you were being very aggressive and getting those opportunities, and then there were, I'm sure this just happens over the flow of a season, over the flow of matches and what have you, where you might have some down spells. But I thought particularly last week, there were times when maybe you weren't getting the opportunities you wanted.
Well, we had a lot of possession in the final third, but we didn't get any much penetration and create great goal-scoring opportunities. We threatened, but we never really broke through and created the chances. So we're going to work this week on changing one or two things and making sure we take advantage of that possession next week.
Well, I know the team looks excited about it, and you're anxious. I mean, what does it mean to you going into GNAC play? Because, I mean, I know all these games are important up to this point, but I suspect even as a coach you've been kind of chomping at the bit for this one.
Yeah, we can't wait to get going, you know. I think our focus in pre-season was making sure this first part of the year, this first six games, we do well and we get ready for conference. And I think we are ready now, and I'm just excited to get the first game on.
Dan McNally, Seattle Pacific at 3 o'clock on Saturday, and then, of course, on Sunday at 4 o'clock against Jamestown. And both those games will be heard on the Internet at msubillings.edu/athletics. But, again, we want to stress, you know, it's great for the parents that are listening if they can't make it, but we want fans here in the stands, don't we?
Of course, yeah. Having a good crowd will be essential for us on Saturday to give us that home field advantage.
And the weather's going to be gorgeous. Dan, best of luck to you this Saturday, and we'll talk to you next week on the Coach's Show.
Thanks very much.
Dan McNally, head coach for the Montana State Billings men's soccer team. Thanks, everyone. We'll talk to you next week on the Coach's Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.